WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids, with primaries taking place today in Kentucky and Oregon. Hillary Clinton is keeping one eye on Bernie Sanders, but one on Donald Trump.
She continues to hammer away at Donald Trump, and overnight she got a little help from the Priorities USA Super PAC, which just rolled out new advertising focusing on Trump's treatment of women.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Does she have a good body? No. Does she have a fat ass? Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is hoping the Oregon voters, with their strong tradition of voting for progressive candidates, will give him another big victory today. Sanders continues to set his sights, though, on the state of California.
Correspondent Joe Johns reporting. Meanwhile, the anti-Trump movement is struggling, unable to find a viable and willing third-party candidate.
A third-party candidacy would be viewed as kind of a silly thing, and I don't think it's appropriate.
John Kasich, the Ohio governor and former presidential candidate, telling CNN he won't take the plunge.
I gave it my best where I am, and I just think running third-party doesn't feel right. I think it's not constructive.
Billionaire Mark Cuban, also contacted about a possible run, also in the no column.
It's impossible for it to work. There's not enough time to get on ballots. The hurdles are just too great.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly reporting. A House committee is set to vote today on a bill to block D.C.'s budget autonomy. D.C. voters approved a referendum adopting budget autonomy, and a judge later ruled in the city's favor. But Republican leaders on the Hill made it clear during a hearing last week that they will not allow a local referendum to take any power away from Congress. After being closed since Saturday for an elevator problem, the Washington Monument is set to reopen in a couple of hours.
The monument was forced to close over the weekend after an elevator computer chip malfunctioned. With the summer tourist season approaching, Mike Litterist with the National Park Service says they're going to give the system a more thorough check.
We'll inspect, analyze, and test all of the various components and help us make recommendations for any needed system upgrades.
He admits the staff is frustrated with the repeated breakdowns of the elevator, and they know visitors are as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County employees will be in line for somewhat smaller pay raises than they had been expecting now that the county council has voted to trim the raises to steer more money to the schools. Council President Nancy Florine.
The priorities that our residents have expressed to us in terms of focusing on infrastructure, school infrastructure, class size, and responsiveness to our taxpayers generally.
Council members are also expected to approve some large tax increases this week. Raises that Virginia state employees were expecting could also be in jeopardy because of declining state tax revenue. The 3% increase could be postponed or even canceled if revenues don't catch up to projections by the end of June. The D.C. Council today takes a look at a bill that would completely overhaul Mayor Muriel Bowser's plan to build a homeless shelter in each of the city's 8 wards. The substitute bill to be proposed by Council Chair Phil Mendelson would still build shelters in each ward, but on publicly owned land, not on private property as the mayor's plan suggests. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711. The NASDAQ at 47.75. Sports, the Nats and O's both idle last night. Tonight, the Nats take on the Mets in New York. The Orioles host the Mariners. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Get your carpets cleaned for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to TellTheTruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's TellTheTruth2016.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 delays through Dumfries this morning. A little heavier than normal. That's because up ahead near the way station, the crash now confined to the left shoulder. That's the focal point of those delays. You get a little bit of a break and then a bit of volume through Lorton. 395 heavy in Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge. Nothing along the way. In Falls Church, they have scheduled road work until 8:30. On a stretch of Annandale Road between Gallows Road and Graham Road, south of 50, and they have that closed in each direction. I'll let you know when that gets reopened. On the toll road, inbound slow merging onto the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. In Gaithersburg, crash cleanup continues. Had the overturned car on Clopper Road, heading eastbound Clopper Road, 117 at Long Draft Road, right in that intersection. Watch for police. Now, some of the latest problems through town. The crash really jamming the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, right as you would approach New York Avenue, crash along the left side, an accident in Northwest at 14th and U Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rain gear needed today. Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain all day today. Temperatures in the middle to upper part of the 50s. Tonight the rain should end early, then overcast down to the low 50s. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower, milder, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 53 in Centerville, 54 in La Plata, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Well, now that he's on the sidelines, John Kasich plans to stay there. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Time is 7:07 on this Tuesday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we're so glad you are. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Guy Benson. He's the political editor at Town Hall. He'll give us a breakdown on today's primaries. Really, only the Democrats are paying attention, but Hillary's in trouble. Yes, she is. Could be a clean sweep for Bernie today. Then at 8:35, Jane Hampton Cook. Now, she is a presidential historian. She'll give us the precedence for a first spouse to take over the American economy, as Hillary Clinton has suggested she's going to do with her husband. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, a big decision yesterday, or I guess it was not really a decision at all, and that's also interesting news from the Supreme Court regarding the contraception case involving the Little Sisters of the Poor, Catholic charity, and they employ some people, and under the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, they were going to be required to provide contraceptive for their employees, even though it's against the teachings of the Catholic Church. And so this all makes its way to the high court, and yesterday, sort of a non-decision, and it's complex, and when we have complex non- or legal decisions, we turn to Ken Klukowski, our legal analyst. He's with Breitbart. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning to you too, Larry. Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so as I understand it, they basically sent this back to the lower court without a decision, but it's sort of an interesting way in that they did that they said, "Look, we think there is the making of a compromise here. You guys go figure it out." Is that what they did?
In a way, this was a fascinating decision. To the extent that there is any victory in this case, it would be for the religious employers, because the court did include that in vacating all the judgments in the lower courts, that it was wiping out all of the penalties and fines that had been accruing all this time to the tunes of many tens of millions of dollars. All of that has been wiped out for all the parties to this litigation and will continue to be wiped out until this matter is resolved. So in that regard, there is a victory in that these religious employers are no longer under this sword of Damocles that was growing over their head every day. But that aside, you're right. This was punting the football until after the 2016 election. The court, in a very unusual move, I mean, I was in the courthouse when the case was argued. People I know were arguing the case. After the case was argued, the Supreme Court ordered supplemental briefing, asking, in essence, to explore if there would be possible to have a compromise, if you could cut the religious employer out of the process by which employees were receiving abortion and birth control-related products and services, whether there would be a way to get those products and services to these employees directly without making the employer sign a form or do anything else that was making them complicit in this. The Supreme Court itself crafted this compromise or got the contours out when both sides, both the Obama administration and the religious employers, said, well, we think that might be possible. We can see aspects of that we could all live with. That's when the court said, great, unanimously, we are vacating, meaning wiping out all the decisions in the lower courts. The facts have now changed, new arguments are called for, and we're going to send it back down to the lower courts for you guys to hash it out.
And the bottom line is this is part of the compromise that was is required because we have a 4-4 Supreme Court, and if Antonin Scalia were still on the bench, this might have been decided very differently.
I think you're exactly right, Brian. I suspect we have no way of knowing. The justices know, and the clerks, the law clerks who served there this year are knowing, but they're sworn to secrecy, so we'll never find out from them. It is quite possible. I suspect that if Justice Scalia were still alive, that we would have gotten a 5-4 decision. That it does substantially burden these religious employers, the Little Sisters of the Poor, East Texas Baptist University, all of these different employers, that it does substantially burden their religious faith to make them sign forms that they know impose an obligation on a third-party insurance company to pay for abortions, and that this is not the least restrictive means to achieve any compelling national interest. So, in other words, at bottom, is that this Obamacare rule, I believe, is likely to be struck down, would have been, as violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA. And if that's the case, then conservatives lost out on a huge victory yesterday. On the flip side, there might have been a couple swing votes on that. We don't know where Justice Kennedy stood on this issue. We don't even know necessarily where Chief Justice Roberts stood. Maybe Obama was going to win. I don't know. But the bottom line is that the Supreme Court, Paul Clement, the famous Supreme Court lawyer who argued part of this case, he said after argument at a lunch that some of us attended that he thought in this atmosphere the court would really try to find if there was any common ground they could agree upon to avoid just a tie vote in this case. And it looks like they did that. And they managed to do this unanimously. And it shows that the court is able to function perfectly well with just 8 members while the nation has a conversation about what sort of justice they want replace Justice Scalia.
Yeah, Ken, that is a great point, actually. But maybe I'm a relentlessly optimistic guy, but I...
You're crazy optimist. I have to... Relentlessly optimistic.
I am. I'm a cock-eyed optimist.
Your tagline.
I look at this decision, and to me, I see a court unanimously removing all of these fines, these draconian fines that the Obama administration applied to nuns because they dared to defy an order to provide abortion and contraception services to the employees of their organization. They've removed that, which basically means, no, you can't do that, and that was wrong to do, number one. And number two, these justices unanimously determined that an accommodation of some kind needs to be made. Now, either you make the accommodation and work something out, or we will come back and we will put a ruling in there. But that is a message me, as a person who believes that organizations should have the right to practice their religion, whether they're an individual or a corporation, I believe that that's a victory, because the court has said, of course you can't force them to do this.
Larry, I love your sunny optimism. Now, let me take a bulldozer. Because Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, wrote in a separate opinion. They joined the unanimous opinion, but then they warned everyone. They said, do not take this as any sort of vindication on the merits. They said, nor should you take this as any indication as to how this case would be decided on the final merits. Don't take this as an indication that the employers would prevail. So, in essence, the message that was being sent was, We're not saying we're not going to fine you. We're just saying we're not going to fine you up until this point and until the litigation is over. You could still lose this litigation, and if so, you would be facing exactly the same disastrous choice. You would just be facing it maybe a year down the road.
Yeah.
Not now. They never said it was wrong to impose the fines. They never said they couldn't do it.
All right.
They never even said the government could do an accommodation. They just said we're sending it back down to see if those things work.
Ken Klukowski here to ruin our day.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Real fast, though, Ken.
Always happy to do so.
Really, we only have 30 seconds, but this does amplify exactly how important this presidential election is, because there's no doubt who Hillary Clinton would appoint to the Supreme Court.
No, that's absolutely right. If you were to get a fifth liberal justice to the Supreme Court, and we're not sure who she would pick, but if you were to get a fifth solid liberal justice to the Supreme Court,
right.
I think, as President Obama said yesterday, he was confident the case would have come out differently on his side, and he may be correct.
Yep, because Hillary Clinton would appoint a judge that would make a nun provide an abortion.
There you go.
That's all you need to know, all you Never Trump people. Enjoy.
Ken Klukowski, thank you so much. It's now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Winden in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to head through the 3rd Street Tunnel going northbound out toward New York Avenue. Ready to come out of the tunnel, crash left lane. That's why the 3rd Street Tunnel's jammed. Hope they can clear that soon. We'll see delays coming off the freeway if that sticks with us, so just keep alert. Already have delays coming across the 14th Street Bridge. It's morning rush hour off of 395 passing the Pentagon. Now let's take you Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue between Woodyard and Dower House Road, bumper to bumper, and that's because we have a stalled along the way. To the Wilson Bridge, your backups begin just after Route 5 Branch Avenue, top side of the Maryland Beltway with normal delays. 29, here we come, heavy through White Oak and down toward the Trader Joe's and Four Corners. 270, lanes open, but the heavy volume with the rush. Now, for Clopper Road, still dealing with the crash in the intersection of Clopper Road and Long Draft Road. Had an overturned car involved in that one. Do watch for police. A little extra time needed to get you on through. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, rain is going to be throughout the area. Quarter inch of rain today, high 56. Tonight, light rain early, and then it will clear a little bit, low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and a chance of rain, high of 67. Friday looks like a really nice day. Temperatures in the low 70s, but they're talking about rain over the weekend. Temperatures on Saturday in the low 60s, Sunday in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 7:18 on WMA. I want you to know that coming up in just about 20 minutes, Guy Benson, he's the political editor for Town Hall. He's going to be here to give us a look-see on today's primary day for the Democrats, and also to talk about what looks to be the Republican Party coalescing a little bit more than a week ago around Donald Trump, although there are still discussions of a third party. Guy Benson will give us his opinion on that, but let's focus on the Democrats just for a moment as the Bernie Sanders coalition and the Hillary Clinton cadre go to the polls in Kentucky and Oregon. There's still this looming, divisive mood within the Democratic Party based on what happened over in Nevada over the weekend. And it's funny, you know, we always hear about how, you know, crazy divided and vitriolic and in disarray the Republicans are. But, you know, last I checked, we didn't have any scene like this.
I present to you Senator Bob Lesser. Civility, because the whole future of the country is at stake. Now, when you boo me, you're booing Bernie Sanders. Go ahead. You're booing Bernie Sanders.
As she's calling for civility, she's being drowned out by all the boos. We need civility. No, we can't have civility.
That thing got ugly. Had to call in the sheriff's deputies to maintain peace. Some guy got punched in the face. They had to bring in the ambulance crews. It's ugly.
Bernie Sanders supporters were accused of throwing chairs, making death threats against the Nevada Democratic Party chairwoman, Roberta Lang. They said that the party leadership rigged the results of the convention. in favor of Hillary Clinton. And then yesterday, this whole thing continued. This developed over the weekend. But yesterday, the Democratic National offices there in Nevada, they kept its office doors closed for security reasons. And then they wrote a letter to the DNC warning of what it called, and I'm getting this from the ABC News report, the Sanders campaign's penchant for extra paramilitary behavior, indeed actual violence in place of democratic conduct in a convention
but
setting.
They're socialist and they're involved in paramilitary behavior?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't that
sort of definitional?
Can't you imagine? You know, if the Tea Party had done something like this, there were the screams and the outcry, and everybody would be condemning them. And we haven't heard squat about this.
Of course, but of course, it shouldn't be surprised. Anyone who knows history shouldn't be surprised that socialists, if they don't get their way, they resort to violence. I mean, that's sort of the history of socialism in the world, except in, of course, Sweden, when nobody fights for anything in Sweden. So when the socialists said, yeah, we're going to take over now, the Swedes were like, okay, whatever, whatever. That's as long as we can keep playing hockey and we can skate. That's fine with us. We don't care. So there you go. So it's pretty ugly over in the Democrat side, but you don't hear too much about it. But if Bernie Sanders wins, as he's projected to do so today in Oregon might be a little closer, but it looks like he's going to win in Kentucky, then this narrative will continue. Yeah, and when was the last time Hillary Clinton won?
And there's an interesting story
out there.
She keeps losing, but she's winning.
Yeah.
She loses, she loses, she loses, but she's winning.
It's amazing how that works.
How's that work?
Meanwhile, did we have Harry Reid here on this convention as well? Harry Reid had something to say about it. Let's hear what that. Oh, no, we don't. All right. And then Mark Cuban was on CNN yesterday. Now, Mark Cuban is being floated around there as a potential third-party candidate, because everybody wants a third-party candidate these days for some reason. Why people think that Mark Cuban is some sort of alternative to Donald Trump, I don't know. It's to me that they're sort of birds of the feather. But here's Cuban. He meant to criticize Donald Trump here, but I think that it may actually sway some Bernie Sanders voters his way in the general election.
People had looked at him and say, you know what? This is the guy to take on the establishment. This is the guy to change the game. Something that I hoped would happen. Unless he comes up with some concrete examples of what he's going to do, it could really turn Wall Street up and down. And all those 401ks from all his followers, their net worth could fall further than Donald's would.
So he's saying that, potentially he could be too volatile for the market, and that's going to mess up everyone's pension plans, 401k plans, and I get that, and that's a concern. But when he goes out and says Donald Trump's going to turn Wall Street upside down, Bernie Sanders people will love that. They'll vote for the guy.
I can vote for that.
And they're that dumb that they will. It's 7:22 on WMAO.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Here's a shocking statistic. In the United States, someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and I want to encourage you to make a choice today that can help prevent stroke from happening to you. Choose a virtual physical. Now, if you want to know what's happening with your health before symptoms crop up, before they occur, the virtual physical body scan is exactly what you need. The virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, can be a significant risk factor for stroke. Blockages in the coronary arteries, which lead to heart attacks, are also detected with the virtual physical body scan. And as we all know, early detection gives you a better chance of successful, less invasive treatment. Don't wait until it's too late. I got my virtual physical scan. Now it's time to get yours. Call today, 301-984-9009. Schedule your appointment. And when you call, tell them that you listen to WMAL and you'll get a special deal. $150 off a full body scan. 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009. Learn more online at virtualphysical.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now, you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News right at the top this morning at Metro.
Julie Wright with
again,
traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your
you're
day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlo Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 425 on ABC 7.
It is now 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95. Still watch for those delays through Stafford toward Aquia. Farther north, though, looking better. The crash north of Dumfries as you come up to the weigh station, completely gone. Nothing even left on the shoulder, so quickly clearing out there. The 395 off the Beltway, the landmark slow. And again, as you come out of Shirlington, delays to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Now, we've had that. Now the HOV lanes are really bunching up. Looks like we have a crash on the 14th Street Bridge in the express lanes. Do watch. We still have fire and rescue units responding there. 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Heavy, but it's been uneventful, so we like that at least. DC 295 southbound near Eastern Avenue. Long-standing crash has been gone, so traffic starts to filter a little bit farther south down toward the 11th Street Bridge. But both 50 and the BW Parkway still quite heavy. Jammed is the 3rd Street Tunnel right as you come off of each direction of the freeway to get to outbound New York Avenue, where after you come out of the tunnel, crash along the left side. Connecticut Avenue, southbound prior to the Beltway, jam. Heading inside the Beltway toward 410, looking to see if there's any incidents in the way, so watch for police in that vicinity. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain come in as we go through this morning, and rain for the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 50s, maybe a quarter of an inch of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees. It is now 7:27. All right, in Montgomery County, there's a bunch of stories that you're seeing here this morning, and I want to make sure that you understand the whole story and not just the headline of this story. Montgomery County Council is taking, according to the Washington Post, a rare hard line with its public employee unions, and they tentatively agreed Monday to trim negotiated pay raises for county workers and especially teachers. Teachers, it had been proposed that teachers would get an 8% raise. And the council has decided that they're going to cut that proposed raise down to 4%. 4% seems to be pretty much across the board what they're offering county employees. And so, look, here's the thing. It's going to be touted as, well, they didn't give them everything they asked for. They cut the pay increase. No, they cut the proposed increase by about 4%. And so, by the way, teachers in Montgomery County, here's an interesting little statistic. Over the past 6 years, have gotten raises that amount to between 25 and 30%. So it's not bad to be a teacher in Montgomery County. That's about 5% a year, right? That's not bad.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Let's play word association. I say mold. You probably say yuck. When I say mold in your house, I'll bet you say there's no way. Unfortunately, mold grows anywhere there's moisture in your home. When that happens, everyone's health is at great risk. Health problems from mold, especially in kids and adults with weakened immune systems, include chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
Just one other thing about Montgomery County. While they're talking about cutting teacher pay, they're also talking about raising your property taxes between 6 and 9%. You don't hear too much about that. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Guy Benson from Town Hall about the 2016 elections happening today. 7:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Polls are now open in Kentucky in that state's Democratic primary.
The Secretary of State's office predicts about 20% turnout in the state today, and that's because it's only Democrats voting today for the presidential election, at least. The Republican caucus held earlier this year. 55 delegates at stake. This is a state that Hillary Clinton wants to win. She put in a lot of money here. She's put in a lot of time, making 11 campaign stops within the last 2 weeks or so.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras reporting. It's been just over a year now since an Amtrak train derailed near Philadelphia, killing 8 people and injuring dozens. Today, the National Transportation Safety Board details its findings.
The NTSB says the engineer of Amtrak 188, Brandon Bostian, was distracted just before the crash by radio chatter about trains being hit by projectiles. At least 2 trains were hit by something that night. Investigators say they found no evidence he was using alcohol, drugs, or a cell phone, which fits with what a former co-worker said of Bostian last year.
Never had his phone out. He doesn't drink, you know, none of that stuff.
On Tuesday, the NTSB is expected to reveal contributing factors that made the crash worse. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The National Park Service is set to reopen the Washington Monument at 9 this morning now that repairs to an elevator have been made. That elevator had been out of service since Saturday morning. A House committee is set to vote today on a bill to block D.C.'s budget autonomy. This is the first year the D.C. government is not submitting its local budget to Congress for its approval, and some Republicans in the House say they will not let that stand. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,711. The Nasdaq at 47.75. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They take on the Mets in New York tonight. The O's were also idle. They host the Mariners. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? It's true, and Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Or if you're already a landlord, free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average and will then manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. With Renters Warehouse, it's easy, fast, and worry-free. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7 heading eastbound. Look for delays approaching Belmont Ridge Road and again near the Claiborne Parkway. No problems to report on 66 through Manassas Centerville. Very slow, though. South on 28, leaving Sterling. Starting to really bunch up to try to make that merge to go inbound on the toll road. Right in that stretch before you get to that merge, that's where we have a report of a crash. Now let's go 395 from Landmark toward Shirlington, stop and go, and then you really hit the crunch. We have the accident on the express lanes on the 14th Street Bridge, and that looks like a report of another one on the coming off of the George Washington Parkway to go to the main lines of the inbound 14th Street Bridge. So definitely a busy corridor there. The freeway slowing to get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Crash at the end of the tunnel was along the left side. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, outside the Beltway from Woodyard to Dower House, jammed. We had it broken down along the way, the culprit. And in the Gaithersburg area, still waiting for a tow truck at the intersection of Clopper Road and Long Draft, scene of the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain come in as we go through this morning, and rain for the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 50s, maybe a quarter of an inch of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Chantilly, 57 in Bethesda, 57 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we're going to talk to Jane Hampton Cook, a presidential historian, about this unusual idea that is being floated by Hillary Clinton that the first spouse, her husband Bill, would become her economic fixer-upper person and would be responsible for fixing the economy. Have other first spouses had roles like that? We'll talk to Jane Hampton Cook coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And today is primary day in Kentucky and Oregon. We're going to get a take from Guy Benson, political editor from townhall.com. He's also the co-author, along with our buddy Mary Catherine Hamm, of End of Discussion, How the Left's Outrage Industry Shuts Down Debate, Manipulates Voters, and Makes America Less Free and Fun. Hi, Guy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Fresh off a stint on Red Eye last night, by the way. That must have been fun. And thank you for waking up early for us today. Before we get to today's election, I'd love for you to expand on your column that you posted yesterday about Ben Rhodes and the blatant lying about the Iran deal and whether the Congress can do anything about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, guys, before we even get to that, I just want to let you know I had the privilege of getting an advanced copy of Brad Thor's forthcoming book, Foreign Agent, that I just finished over the weekend, and wouldn't you know it, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, prominently featured in the book.
Wow.
So it's very exciting. I sort of sat up in my seat, and I hope all of your listeners end up getting the book because it's fantastic.
All
and
right.
No, Brad did not pay me to give a plug, but, I mean, my gosh, you guys are celebrities. You're in a Brad Thor book.
Did I come out okay? Because I haven't seen, I heard that I was in it, but I haven't...
Well, you're actually a little bit more featured than Larry, I'll say that, and you have an interaction with a beautiful young woman.
Well, okay, I'm in.
So it's a work of fiction.
Well done. As for the serious question about Iran, there was a House hearing scheduled for today, in fact, chaired by Jason Chaffetz of Utah, and they had invited Ben Rhodes, who is a top foreign policy advisor to President Obama. He had that big New York Times profile piece a few weeks back about him, and one of the comments that was made is that he frequently has a mind meld with the president on a lot of different issues. He was really in charge of selling the Iran deal policy to Congress, to the United States general public, and in that profile piece, it was revealed that there were several misleading lines of argument that were advanced by Rhodes and the White House in perpetuation of that deal, which of course ended up being very unpopular with the public, opposed by about 60% of members of Congress from both parties, but went through anyway because of the way that the president set it up is not a treaty. And so the Republicans in Congress in this committee asked Ben Rhodes to come and testify so they could grill him about some of the methods that he used to sell the deal and about the deal itself and how it's playing out. And the White House was playing coy about whether or not they would allow an offer Rhodes for testimony. There was an exchange yesterday at the White House press briefing between Kevin Cork, my colleague here at Fox News, and the press secretary, Josh Earnest, about this potential testimony. And Earnest kept coming back over and over again and saying, Ben Rhodes was the one who told the truth about the Iran deal. It was the Republicans who are lying. Maybe they should put the liars under oath and grill them. He said at one point, it wouldn't be American to put Ben Rhodes to be, you know, raked over the coals by people who lied, since he was the one who told the truth. And the point that Cork was trying to ask, or the question he was trying to ask, was if Rhodes has been totally vindicated by all the evidence, as you claim and insist, would it not behoove him and the administration to come before the committee in a public setting, high profile, under oath, and build the case for his own vindication based on the facts?
It would be a slam dunk publicity and PR coup for the White House.
As they say it is, that's right.
Right. And so he kept saying, well, and he kept retreating to this talking point about, well, it's the Republicans who are liars, so, you know, what's the point of it? And wouldn't you know it, a few hours later, the White House announced, no, Ben Rhodes will not be available to testify. And it was interesting, and I don't want to go on too long about this, but when he kept talking about the lies that Republicans told, and he really singled out Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, who has been a relentless, harsh critic of the deal, and really has crawled under the skin, the collective skin of the left. It's, you know, when he wrote that letter and sent it over to Iran talking about the checks and balances in the Constitution, how the president, this would be just a unilateral, fleeting, transitory policy by the president if he didn't really get congressional buy-in and so forth. The left has gone bonkers. They wanted to throw the guy in jail for writing that letter. He was the subject of particular scrutiny and scorn from Josh Earnest yesterday. And the lies, quote-unquote, that Cotton told had to do with a disputed number of how much money in sanctions relief, how big the windfall is going to be for Iran in sanctions relief under the deal. And the second one was that this deal puts Iran on the path to becoming a nuclearized state within about 10 years, which is true. So, I mean, it is sort of open political partisan warfare over this. And I think you see the White House very frustrated having one of their people embarrassed in the New York Times profile piece and defending a deal that they have never been able to sell to the American people because it's lousy and it's reckless.
Well, we got off a little off topic, and there's some things we want to talk about regarding politics. Can you hang on for a minute, Guy?
Sure.
All right, we're gonna have to do the weather and traffic and take some commercial breaks. In a moment, we'll continue our conversation with Guy Benson, 743.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So we got graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations right around the corner, but how's your house looking for all of those big gatherings you're going to be hosting? Are your carpets clean, or are you a little embarrassed? And I know the feeling. People come over, they're going to see the dirt, the mud, or in my case, wine stains, coffee stains. I have spillage issues. It's because I'm constantly dancing in my apartment. I moonwalk while holding a large glass of wine right up to the brim. It's a problem. I have a problem, but I'm a happy man. I like dancing. Anyway, it's not a problem anymore because of Zero Res. Zero Res cleaned my carpet, left it clean, sanitized, feeling soft, and no bad odors. In fact, it doesn't have that chemically smell that a lot of carpet cleaning companies have. Zero Res is the best. And by the way, if you're an allergy sufferer, gets rid of the dander and pollen hidden in your carpets right now. It's time to get that stuff out of there. Breathe easy again. Here's Zero Res's best deal ever offered. Call and ask for the Larry O'Connor special. And for a limited time, you're going to get your rooms done for $39 a room. $39 a room. That's ridiculously good. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards, spell it forwards. It's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
We'll get back to Guy Benson in just a moment. Right now, 7:45, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
River Road through Potomac, extra heavy this morning, passing Piney Meeting House Road and heading up toward Falls Road. Crews have nothing reported along the way, but they're doing a double check for you. Let's go 270 southbound in our tie-ups here, southbound through Hyattstown, again in Germantown, now Rockville, most of the way on to the 270 spur, heading in toward Virginia. Top side of the Beltway, we're bunched up here from 95 to George Avenue, out of White Oak, 29 delays. 95 northbound delays in Maryland, north on the crash before you get to Route 32. I'm looking at delays just north of 198, so leaving Laurel and heading north to 32 with the extra volume with this accident. Still slow, southbound BW Parkway and 50, trying to get in through Chevrolet and into 295. Earlier crash gone. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, accident was left side. And hang on, Virginia. A little patience needed here. We have two accidents heading toward the 14th Street Bridge. One is on the bridge in the main and in the HOV lanes and in the main lines coming off of the George Washington Parkway. Route 7, very slow, heading eastbound to get past the Colvin Run Road intersections. Looks like we have a crash along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gear needed today. Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain all day today. Temperatures in the middle to upper part of the 50s. Tonight, the rain should end early, then overcast down to the low 50s. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower. Milder, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
Joining us again is Guy Benson from Town Hall, political editor over there, and we got to talking about this thing with Ben Rhodes and good stuff there. But we wanted to talk also about the election. Big day for Democrats as they go to the polls. Kentucky, it looks like it may be another good day for Bernie Sanders. And I noticed one article that says, hey, you know what? Bernie Sanders keeps winning, Hillary keeps losing, and yet in the grand scheme of things, Hillary is the one who's winning this race.
Yeah, it is so fascinating watching the Democratic race because it's just so clear that, A, Hillary Clinton will be their nominee. That was determined and preordained long ago, and they have done everything they can within their power to make sure that that will come to pass, and it will. But, B, many, many, many Democratic voters really don't like her and don't want her to be the nominee. And I think that also applies, of course, to a lot of independents and Republicans naturally. She is not a well-liked person. She's not a well-liked politician. She's not trusted. People don't relate to her. And so she's going to win, but she's just sort of shuffling slowly in fits and starts and trudging along in this joy-free slog. And, you know, she just lost West Virginia, what, a week and a half ago, and she, that's a state that she did very well in 2008, clobbered Barack Obama there, and then she loses to Bernie Sanders, and that probably doesn't help when you go to places like Kentucky and West Virginia having promised to put a bunch of coal workers out of work, which is something that she said, and then her campaign declined that she had ever said it, even though it's on tape. So this week, today we have Oregon, which is sort of Sanders country, a lot of hippy-dippy folks out. And, you know, if you ever watch Portlandia, that is Bernie Sanders country. But Kentucky, this is a state that Hillary Clinton beat Barack Obama in 2008. She carried nearly 66% of the vote in Kentucky. This should be a naturally safe spot for her, but based on, I guess, private polling, because there's not a lot of good public polling, her campaign is nervous about what's happening on the ground in Kentucky. She's spending a lot of time there.
I bet she is.
And, pardon me?
I said, I bet she is after those comments about coal country.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, it is a distinct possibility. If I had to put a little bit of money on it, I would say maybe they split the two tonight. But there's a distinct possibility that she sweeps both of them, and that would be losses 21 and 22 in this nominating contest for Hillary Clinton, who's supposed to be and was sort of treated as the presumptive nominee before this thing even started.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Guy Benson, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. It is now 7:50.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
You know, with it so wet outside, all this rain, the dirt and mud, guess what? It's being tracked on your precious rugs and carpets, not to mention the pollen. Don't get me started about what pollen gets tracked into your house. Listen, it gets into everything. Let me enlighten you. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's just one name that's been trusted for over 60 years, and that's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with their time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, replacing fine fringe, making your rugs look like new again. They have 4 drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria Duke Street, Springfield Electronic Drive, or they're on the border store, Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad. Receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery, and that includes the moving of furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs. Minimum orders do apply. Call 703-241-1111 online at joehadid.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Time to check in on your money, see how it's doing today. Kate Rogers is standing by at the news desk at CNBC. Hello, Kate.
Hey, good morning. Well, Wall Street's getting cold feet. Futures are pointing to a flat to lower open today after yesterday's big rally. Home Depot cleaned up for spring. Profits rose nearly $2 billion, and Home Depot predicted business would keep growing like a weed for the rest of the year. The Lending Club is being investigated by the Justice Department. The company's CEO quit last week over a controversy involving a falsified loan paper. Lending Club sent a note to investors this morning, assuring them there are no issues with the rest of its loans. Pandora is being urged to look at maybe selling itself by an activist investor who's worried that Pandora is being hurt by rivals. Animal drug maker Zoetis has a new prescription medicine for dogs who are terrified by loud noises like fireworks or thunderstorms. Silly O will be available at the vet this week. And 10% of all state workers are getting a raise. The insurance company's boosting their pay to $15 an hour. That's a ramen noodle for dinner every night kind of wage. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Sterling, still quite slow, southbound 28 Sully Road as you approach the Greenway and Toll Road. The crews tell me the accident to the shoulder, so you get your travel lanes reopened again. 66 as you head out of Manassas to Centerville, slow, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and again at Nutley Street, but nothing reported along the way. All right, here we go, Virginia, on to 395 from Landmark, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. If you're in those HOV lanes, crash on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. HOV lanes takes away one lane, and in the main lines as you come off of the George Washington Parkway to merge on for a new crash there. And what this is doing for northbound GW Parkway back near Slater's Lane, I'm looking at big delays pushing north past the airport. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the rain. May not be reaching the ground yet, but it will rain today. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, and we'll see that rain roll on through the afternoon and end by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Knopic of Renewal by Andersen, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Andersen today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop?
Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL.
It's the 30th anniversary of Top Gun, so we ask the question, what's the greatest military film of all time?
We'll talk to a presidential historian.